PCS election, Vote Democracy Alliance Marion Lloyd, Left Unity Chair and PCS NEC Member, Personal Capacity. The ballot for the 2017 National Executive Committee, NEC, election of Civil Servants Union PCS opens on the 20th of April, and closes the 11th of May. The ballot of the PCS is almost 200,000 strong. Membership is significant, because the left-led PCS is widely recognized as one of the most consistent outspoken critics of the government's austerity program. It is also seen as a leading exponent of action against government attacks. PCS has been transformed into a fighting, campaigning and democratic union under the leadership of the Democracy Alliance, an alliance between Left Unity, which includes Socialist Party members, and the PCS Democrats. The Democracy Alliance candidates are seeking re-election, based on their leadership of the union and record in office. Opposition to the pay cap, opposition to the government's austerity program, opposition to privatization of public services and the government's office closure program, defense of pensions and agreements giving protection against compulsory redundancies, organizing campaigns and action to reject and defeat attacks on PCS members working for public sector, wide campaigns and strike action against government attacks. Under the leadership of the Democracy Alliance, in the last year alone we have stopped the privatization of land registry, defended jobs and stopped office closures in the Department for Business, Innovation, and Skills, forced concessions on the hated performance management system, and protected members in the National Gallery. PCS is a democratic union. Its leadership is elected annually, and the union's policies are agreed by the PCS Annual Conference. The union has faced a series of unparalleled and vindictive attacks from the government, which have included the withdrawal of facility time from union reps, and the removal of checkoff in a failed attempt to bankrupt the union. The union has withstood these attacks, and its Democracy Alliance leadership will not be deflected from doing what is necessary to protect members' interests and more generally defend the interests of working people. Nor will PCS be silenced or persuaded into inactivity by the proposition that we should lay low and wait for a Labour government. The election and re-election of Jeremy Corbyn as leader of the Labour Party is hugely welcome. But there is strong resistance from the right wing in the Labour Party to his leadership and policies, so all our hopes cannot rest on Labour. Also, we still have to face the Tories from now until 2020, or whenever the next general election is. The Democracy Alliance NEC is opposed, in these elections, by an alliance of ultra-lefts. Their published differences with the current leadership of the union are not of sufficient significance to justify them standing against us in these elections. We should be uniting to defeat the government. The ongoing fight against the pay cap, office closures, mainly in the Department for Work and Pensions and HM Revenue and Customs, and job cuts, is set to be the major immediate issue facing the union. The scale of the challenges PCS faces is huge. A strong, determined leadership is crucial. It is vital that Democracy Alliance is returned to lead the union and defend members' interests. We call on members to vote for Democracy Alliance candidates. And we call on all socialists and activists who are serious about fighting back against the Tory austerity program to join PCS Left Unity. Democracy Alliance Slate President: Janice Godrick. Vice Presidents: Paula Brown, Fran Heathcote, Zita Holborn, Kevin McHugh. National Executive Committee: Ian Albert, Mark Baker, Clive Bryant, Martin Kavanagh, Harvey Crane, Alan Dunn, Mary Ferguson, Angela Grant, Jackie Green, Sam Hall, Austin Harvey, John Jamieson, Mark Leopard, Neil License, Marion Lloyd, Dominic McFadden, John McAnally, John McGuire, Lorna Mary, Chris Morris, and Marion Owens, Clara Pear, Lardian Pope, Alison Rhoda, Candy Udwin, Karen Watts, Hector Wesley, Catherine Williams, Paul Williams, clift.unity.org.uk. For more, your postal ballot paper must be posted by the 9th of May. If you have not received your ballot paper by the 27th of April, contact your PCS rep.